Dog pound, man.
They're going to hear us today. They're going to feel us today.
Welcome back to Browns Overtime, everybody. After the thrilling win over New Orleans, let's check out our PNC Bank player of the game today. Got to be Tashawn Gibson as he's joined by Nathan Segura.
Thanks, Reg. Here with one of the defensive MVPs of this game, safety Tashawn Gibson in the second quarter. Drew Brees drops back, ball over the middle, in your hands, 62 yards the other way, touchdown. What happened on that play?
It was a simple cover three move. Drew Brees, being a great quarterback that he is, he obsessed the matchups, and he seen that Jimmy Graham was on one of our linebackers, and, you know, at the end of the day, he threw the ball in the air, and I made the play, and after that, I can truly say it was a blur. So, you know, I just seen a bunch of green grass, and I was running fast as I can. I knew it was long, and didn't know it was 62 yards, but I knew it was pretty long. I was getting a little tired. I had Whitner chauffeuring me to the end zone, man. It was just overall a great win for us today.
It was a great win, and congrats on the first win here now in the Mike Patton era. You got a lot of energy from this crowd today. They were loud. What did the dog pound bring today?
The dog pound, I think without them, you know, the outcome to the game could be different. I think that the dog pound came out, and they gave Drew Brees and that offense, man, a tough time. And I think that the crowd, once the crowd got behind us and we began to roll, I think that, you know, the sky was the limit for us, and we fed off of that, you know, defensively, offensively, special teams. And at the end of the day, we got the win, and, you know, I'm so proud of my guys, man, and, you know, couldn't have scripted any better.
You guys got off to the fast start. You were up 16-3 early. They came roaring back, turned this into a game. You guys are showing a lot of heart 2 weeks in a row. Talk about the kind of the makeup and the resolve of this team.
You know, the guys in that locker room, man, is resilient. And I think that those guys, man, I tip my hat off to them again. You know, we never folded under pressure. You know, Drew Brees is a great quarterback, and we knew he was going to have to succumb to some type of adversity. He's a great quarterback, and, you know, that's a great offense and one of the best in the league. So we knew defensively we was going to have to sustain the blow and then just settle down and play football. We started off fast, kind of dipped in the middle. Offense was able to continue to keep up the pace, and I can't tip my hat off enough to, man, those guys on the offense. They did a great job. Special teams came up big, and when the defense needed it, after you know, Drew Brees and them begin to gash us, I think that we stepped up and was able to make a play. And, you know, that 95-yard drive at the end of the game, man, it's crazy. You know, I couldn't have scripted it any better than that.
You couldn't have, and it was set up by the fact that the defense stiffened up, got a stop, and got a sack to take them out of field goal range. What happened on that final defensive series?
Coach came over to us and said, man, we got to nut up. We got to go out there and play Cleveland Brown football. And, you know, our motto is play like a Brown each and every game, each and every day at practice. And I think that we truly was a testament. We came out there and we played like Browns. And at the end of the day, we got the win. And, you know, I'm just so blessed, man, the team blessed. And, you know, it's great for the city that we got to win like that in this fashion. And, you know, it's exciting time in Cleveland right now.
Tashawn, it certainly is. Congratulations on the first of what should be many wins here. The dog pound going wild today, Reg. Big reason, this man right here. Back to you.
Gerard, I thought it was a sparkling performance from Tashawn Gibson today. As we said during the highlights, do you think he maybe baited and was in a position that Drew Brees wasn't sure he was on his pick six INT?
Yeah, that could go both ways, Michael. But one thing I do know is that he made a key clutch play in this football game. The ability to catch the ball, but more importantly, take it to the house, Michael. That was huge for this confidence of this defense and the team as a whole, because now they can see, you know what, good things can also happen and occur for the Cleveland Browns.
And good things occurred today. Folks, I know you realized, I mean, like the enormous gap as big as Lake Erie between a 1-1 Browns team, and if they wouldn't have been able to pull that out and be 0-2, absolutely enormous. Baltimore Ravens are coming in a week from today. Don't go away. Browns Overtime will return. We'll take a look at John Harbaugh's football team. They're fresh off a win over Pittsburgh. That's when we get back. Don't go away.